plastic rings, but don't slip from my hands like the plastic rings would when you sweat. The wood rings easily absorb the sweat and have a great feel. Feeling is key for me. I want a solid grip. If it feels strong and sturdy, I feel more comfortable, and the wooden rings definitely are strong and sturdy. Most gymnastic rings will come with two 5.8 meter or 20 feet plain nylon straps with easy to use black steel cam buckles. Nowadays, the buckles are super easy and you don't need to be an expert to loop the strap through the buckle like the old buckle systems. The measurements of the standard apparatus are specified by the Fédération Internationale de Gymnastique, the FIG, in its apparatus norms document. Point of suspension 5.75 meters above the floor, 18.86 feet height of rings, 2.75 meters, including about 20 centimeter landing mats, 9 feet. Distance between the rings 50 centimeters or 19.68 inches. Inside diameter of the rings 18 centimeters or 7 inches. Total diameter of the rings 23.6 centimeters. Thickness 28 millimeters or 9.29 inches diameter. What to look for in a good set of gymnastics rings. There are three things you want to look for in a good set of gymnastics rings: webbing, buckle, and the ring itself. Here's a great video. It's a product review, but it clearly explains all three points. The time is 4 minutes and 49 seconds. The Real Truth About the Rings by GMB Fitness, Gold Medal Fitness Bodies, has a great YouTube channel. This guy is all about gymnastic ring training and probably one of the best out there. This is a great video about the truth regarding gymnastic rings. Time 2 minutes and 55 seconds. What are the advantages of gymnastic rings? Versatile. With the gymnastic rings, you can incorporate them into a variety of different exercises. They can be used for suspension push-ups, alternative to bar pull-ups. The list is huge. Also, you can adjust the rings for your skill level. In addition, people of all different sizes can use them. Strength and flexibility training. The rings are helpful to build endurance, power, agility, which is ideal for any athlete. Inexpensive. Rings can cost anywhere from $20 and up. A good set of rings typically costs between $45 to $60 with the buckle straps included. That is a very small price to pay for such an ingenious piece of fitness equipment. Scalable. As you grow in your skill level, so does the rings. Regardless of your level, there are ring exercises you can do. Functional training. When I speak of functional training, I mean, quote unquote, training the body for the activities performed in daily life. Ergo, training in a way that serves a function that you might normally need day to day. With the rings, you get a full body workout, and most importantly, the opportunity to use your core muscles and muscles that might not normally be engaged in the typical isolated weight training systems. Increase muscle mass in multiple areas of the body. This might be a bit redundant from the previous bullet point, but with ring training, you will increase muscle mass in many body parts simply for the mere fact that you'll be using multiple muscle groups. Pretty common sense, but worth noting as a separate item. Easy to set up. The rings are super simple to set up and takes literally minutes. Of all the exercise equipments out there, the rings are extremely minimalist in nature. Two rings, two buckles, and two bands. That's it. Easy to use and get started. Portable training method. This is my favorite because the rings are relatively small and don't take up much space. You can throw them in a small backpack and you have your own personal gym. Granted, you need a tree or something to hang them on. Fun. The rings are tons of fun. They can break up the monotony of boring everyday workout routines by adding the extra element of suspension training. When was the last time you were suspended in the air? Natural movements. Joint friendly develops grip strength. What are the disadvantages of gymnastic rings? Risk of injury. Likely to promote shoulder impingement. Suspension training requires something to hang on. Because of the balance component involved in gymnastic ring training, it isn't for beginners. Athletes should have a solid strength foundation and good balance to avoid injuries when beginning gymnastic ring training. Athletes with wrist or shoulder injuries should also be careful when using gymnastic rings, paying attention to pain signals from their bodies that indicate possible injury.